is unstable in all his ways. As young people, we got a big challenge ahead of us. Our forefathers, they stood for the truth. They brought this scripture, they brought this gospel to our land, and our country and this area. It wasn't easy. They had a lot of persecutions, a lot of hard times. And they stood strong on the truth. And it brought them this far. Now the baton has been handed off to us. We've been sitting back saying it's okay to the world too long. Time to stand up and say it's okay to follow God's Word, to follow His commandments, to listen to it, and to be prepared for the persecution to come. I'm ready. You know why I'm ready? Because each time I get persecuted, I get to give God the glory.
Amen.
There's nothing that satisfies my soul more than giving God the glory. Standing up and saying and telling people the truth. If you're not saved, you're going to hell. There's only one way to get saved, and it's through Jesus Christ. Homosexuality is wrong. Adultery is wrong. These things that we see on TV, these things that we hear on the radio, they're wrong. It's trash. Romans chapter 5. I'm sorry, Romans chapter 12. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. If you're out there walking the streets tonight, if you're sitting in here listening to me, it's time for us to stop being conformed to the world and to transform ourselves by the renewing of our mind. The things that we let come into our mind are going to affect our heart. The things that you listen to, the things that you see, the things that you partake in are going to callous your heart towards God. I know this firsthand because I battle this daily. And any Christian that's sitting here tonight and says they don't, they're in denial.
Amen.
Because temptation is to every man.
Amen.
Temptation is not a sin. But is your action upon that temptation is whether it becomes a sin or not.
Amen.
But I also know this to be true. That when I first moved to the house that we're in now, I planted a garden. As this garden started to grow, something started to grow with it.
That's right.
A lot of weeds that grew up in this garden.
Mom.
What I found is I thought I was doing what I was supposed to do. I was tilling in the middle of the rows, and I would take the weeds, and I would, instead of getting them completely out of the garden, I put them in the center of the row. Guess what happened? They got thicker. Because I didn't get them completely out of the garden. If you want to get the trash out of your life, you've got to get it completely out. You can't put it in the middle. You can't put it to the side and let it draw your attention away from God. That's exactly what it'll do. It'll sit there in the middle. It'll start festering. It'll start growing. And it'll get thicker and thicker before you know it. It's overtaking your garden. It's overtaking your view of God. So I know these temptations to be true, and they'll sneak in. All it takes is a little seed.
Mine! Oh, mine!
The last scripture I'm going to look at tonight before I turn it over to the brother that's going to bring the message is Matthew chapter 5. The Beatitudes. They go against everything we're taught today. It goes against every grain of our fleshly nature. But listen to what it says. Listen to what it says here. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now when we start to become persecuted, we're going to go through these. We're going to experience each and every one of these. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. That gives me comfort. When I was going through the Marine Corps boot camp, there would be times that I was thinking, am I going to make it through this? How in the world am I going to make it 13 weeks of this? I would look at my instructor and I would look at the guys that have been there longer. If they can make it, I can do it. That's why it's so important, young people, that we get into the Scriptures and we read about the Israelites, we read about the prophets, we read about the disciples. So we can look back at them and say, if they made it, so can I.
Amen.
Go look at Fox's Book of Martyrs.
Yeah.
I didn't even make it through the second chapter and there were tears flowing in my eyes. If they could make it, so can I. And I know, I'm pretty confident I'm not even going to face an eighth of what they went through. We have, as young people today in America, I come from the Generation X. We haven't even seen hard times. We've been so blessed. The millennials, have y'all seen a few things? We've had a few wars, but we ain't seen hard times. But they're coming. They're coming. Our faith is going to be hammered. They're going to look down upon us. They're going to call us weak. They're going to try to tell us to be quiet. I've never been good at listening to authority anyways. But I have no intent of being quiet. Because it is okay to stand up for the truth. It is. Don't let your teachers tell you it's not okay. Don't let the media tell you it's not okay. Don't let your friends tell you it's not okay. Because let me tell you, the media, your friends, your teachers, they're not going to stand there beside you on Judgment Day when you're standing before God. There's only one person that's going to be standing there. It's going to be Jesus.
Amen.
He's either going to say, come on, I know you. He's one of mine. Or he's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you, you worker of iniquity. So don't worry about what those other people say or think. You follow the truth.
Okay.
If you need any backup, you can call me.
Mom.
I'll be there. And there will be a lot of the other brothers and sisters in this church that will be there for you as well. But most importantly, if you stand for the truth, if you live a life that's glorifying to God, He's got your back.
Yeah.
And trust me, He can do a lot worse than we can. So get ready, young people. Get ready for the persecution. And don't run from it. One of my favorite things about the armor of God, if you go to Ephesians chapter 6 and read about the armor of God, there's nothing on your back. It's all right here in the front. Nothing on your back. So what's that tell me? There's no time to turn and run. You stand strong. Let God do your fighting. Be proud to be called a child of God.
Thank you, Brother Travis. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
If you were here Sunday morning, I preached on being faithful unto death, and you shall receive a crown of life. Brother Damon Carlock came Sunday night, and he preached from James chapter 1, and he said, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive a crown of life." Brother Travis tonight got up 3 sermons now that this church has heard on what it takes to receive a crown of life. You're going to be tried and be faithful unto death. Tonight, Brother Tyler Knight, I want you to come and preach. And Lord, I want you to read James chapter 1. You go right ahead. You just keep following the Lord. He's from Lafayette, Missionary Baptist, Lafayette, Tennessee, Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. Remember there? All right. Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And you come and you just preach whatever the Lord gives you, brother. Glad to have you tonight. Thank you for coming. Amen. We had some new people come in tonight too. Glad to have Brother Taylor, Sister Hicks back here. Thanks for coming.
You know, I'd like to thank the church for giving me this opportunity to come up here and tell you what the Lord called me to. You know, I don't like to stand in front of people. You know, I couldn't stand up here and talk about such this worldly thing. But when I get up here, I talk about the Lord, you see. Honey, the Lord comes in on the scene. He helps me, honey. And it's easy. I say it's one of the easy things I've done when the Lord comes in. And He takes care of this place we've had, honey, and puts it to the side. And He uses me. I ask y'all to pray for me. I mean, the Lord's help more than anything. He's the one that's going to help me. You know what? I have nothing fancy here this evening. I'm just an old country boy. I got about a vocabulary of a third grader, I tell you. But I know a man who knows God. I know a man who's the wisest of them all.
Amen.
He knows everything in this book because he wrote it. He knows what's on my heart here this evening. He knows what's on your heart here this evening. And lost in her friends, he knows that what's saying here this evening. And I say, if you're here today, you're lost. Don't leave in that shape.
Amen.
Don't leave lost and undone and go out in this world. About how bad this world is, honey. It's likely that you step one foot outside these doors and somebody can kill you, honey. That's just how bad it gets. Or somebody can come in before I get done, honey, and shoot us all up. But you know what? That would be okay for me, honey. That would be okay for a lot of people in here. But is it okay for you, all sinners, for him? You know, over there in 2 Kings, I think, he says, oh, Israel, prepare to meet my God.
Amen.
Honey, you hear today, lost sinner friend, prepare to meet thy God, honey. Prepare to meet thy God. You know, I ain't going to read from 2 Kings, 1 Kings. I don't think, Brother Ron. Thank the Lord taking me in a different way here. If you're all got your Bibles and want to turn along with me, turn Matthew in the 24th chapter here. Oh, Lord, help me. Honey, the Spirit's here this morning, and I can feel it, honey. Oh, Lord, help us. Matthew in the 24th chapter right here, in the 29th verse. I want y'all to look over my mistakes, because like I said, I ain't got the vocabulary for the third grader, and I'm going to make mistakes reading this. Y'all look over. Y'all read along with me, because I'm going to mess up. In the 29th chapter, it says, immediately after the tribulations of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of earth mourn, and they shall be see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with the power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of the trumpet, and shall and they shall get
gather together his elect from the four winds of the ends of the heavens to each other. Now learn a parable of a fig tree when his branches are yet tender and plucketh forth leaves. But ye know the summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye see all those things, know that is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of the day and the hour knoweth no man, not even the angels in heaven, but the Father only. Here's right here, I want y'all to listen very closely. It says, but in the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, married and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. Now know not when the flood came, but took them all away. So shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For two were in the field, one shall be taken, and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, one shall be taken, and the other one left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour the Lord doth come. Here this morning, I want to go back saying Looking for and hasten unto the coming of the day of the Lord, wherein the heavens shall be on fire and shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. If you look up, I read it wrong, let's go back to the 10th verse, and it says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth shall, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Honey, there's gonna come a great fire one day, and it's gonna burn everything in this world up. It's gonna burn everything that we try to work for here on this earth. It's gonna be burned up, honey. There ain't gonna be nothing left of it, honey. We can go out here, we can try to work day in and day out, for the nice things here, for the nice houses and the nice cars. But one day after a while, honey, when the Lord decides to come back, honey, it ain't gonna be worth nothing. Are you going to call up on the Lord before it's too late? And ask Him to save your soul. Honey, I don't care. They're calling this thing to use the Bible. Honey, I believe that honey from the hands of the accountability all the way up to your deathbed. Honey, I don't care how old you are. Honey, if the Lord's calling on you, then you need to seek the Lord. Honey, you better do it right now.
Are you ready? Thank you. Our children coming home have that special opportunity. The Father be with us tonight. Bless again this coming together. Be with us and safe in the small we just pray. anyone's hearts this evening.
That is my future verse. That is 50 years.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. I work with special television. Many years, he don't come in now. He don't see him last week. He's been on his last number of hours. Come on around. I've got to give some of them. Thank you, I say. This all I say, put together. You mind me, Lord? God said it once. All of them make it one church. This kid's only got six names. He ain't going one now. He made a score. I mentioned 10 years ago, I was going to my new school Christmas. One thing I'll give you about the rest of you. I'm blessed to be a pastor. My daughter's a patient. I've been on with a good patient. And my church has stopped me. That's not this much. I thought, no, no, that's my brother. I'd love to see y'all come and bless you to pay with you. And it's for you.
Yeah, bro.
You did.
Well, I got prepared 61 years ago this coming Sunday. We're glad to be in New Baptist Church. Well, we have the crowd to preach on Saturday night, the higher you were here than that year old boy. I wasn't bald headed. I didn't have a good count. Lord, let me know that He knew my body days upon earth.
That's right.
That He'd come back to me either through death or when He comes back. I made up my mind that I was going to go out the back door. I could see the 20 boys do. But thanks be unto God, my good old mom come around and lay her hand upon my head and said, "Son, you love." I'm on my way to that house that Sunday morning between 11:30 and 12 o'clock. I got the same peace today as I got then. And I'm persuaded that Paul said that he's 88 people just that day. Good to be here tonight.
God bless you. I appreciate these words. 61 years. Anyone else?
I'd like to thank the Lord for salvation. And I made preparations a long time ago with an effort meeting like this. Give flowers while I stay at hand. Thankful for Brother G.W. Knight, Sister Daddy in the revival that Monday night. And I'm glad we're still holding meetings like this. I'm ready to be preached. Gospel can go out. All sinners can come under conviction and get saved. People sometimes call it old-fashioned, but it's just the only way. And, I'm thankful to know the only way to be able to experience it and make preparation a long time ago. And thankful to hear his grandson here tonight preach the truth, Brother Travis. He preached pretty well, similar message that I preached this past Sunday. And we talked to some customers today and told them I'm kind of embarrassed of our country right now. I said, the best thing we could do is pray.
Amen.
And they shook their heads and agreed. The best thing we could do is pray. And I hope and pray that we do that. We pray one for another and pray for our leaders. But I'm thankful to be here tonight. Thankful for salvation. Thankful I made preparation. And, I'm excited for that last final day when the Lord calls my name. I fear for those that are lost, but I'm ready to go. Thankful for that. Good to be here tonight.
Man, that's what I do. Appreciate these words. I wish you could. Anyone else? The Days of the Week song, Sister Susan Atkins, who sang the Days of the Week song. Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you. I want us to be together in heaven for the community outside.
I was standing by her bedside there.
husband up there with us, your son, ma'am. I have never tried to sing this song before in my life. I'm not going to try it tonight. As long as you go to live with that. Talking about, I was standing by the bedside of a neighbor.
Amen.
I was just about to cross and sweat it past. Well, you know, it wasn't just a few days after that, just a little bit went on. I've heard her tell about knowing the Lord, talked to Him many times. Yesterday afternoon at the funeral home, Brother Bob Van Der Poel and I was there and talking. I said, Bob, you know the last thing that Linda told me? She put her arm around the neck, got the heart of God, made her throw a church out. She said, I love you. You know, there's a love between God's people.
Amen.
That stands out beyond what the world can. They don't even know nothing about it. They talk about experiencing love. Nobody's ever experienced love until you know the love of God.
Amen.
Because that's the love that lasts. I'm glad I've been saved. Good to be here tonight. I've truly enjoyed it. It's been a while since we've been with faith. Y'all just remember us. Remember a family. You know, look around over here tonight. About all of us here. Not too many times at my meeting, and it gets to be in the service, right? Me and Sam are going one way, Andy and Jim been going another way, Andrew and him going another, Tyler going in another way. God bless your heart one of these days for the test on the other one. And you know the good part about it, too? We got some more coming along, and up with the family. All of them late got a testimony.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to be in heaven. I want us to be together in heaven.
Amen.
We're going to be.
Yes.
Going to be. See y'all over there. Amen. You know what I want to do? Just sit down and rest a little while.
Amen.
Come.
Amen.
Come.
I love you too. I love everybody that's here.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming. Laboring with us.
Brother Knight, could you do the child of me?
I'll try this recitation. It's not much. Song more the recitation than anything. Oh yes, oh yes, I'm a child of the King. I'll tell you this story. This traveler that grew tired and weary from his journey stopped at this rich farmer's door. He said, I'm tired and I'm hungry, but I don't want you to think that I'm begging. If you've got some work that I can do, I'll be glad to do it and repay you for your kindness. The rich farmer looked down, compassion struck his heart, and he said, I've got a ditch down in the meadow that needs digging. You'll dig the ditch, I'll give you some food to eat, some clothes to wear, and a place to rest. When you finish, I'll give you some money to help you on your journey. The old traveler smiled and thanked him and took the job. One day he was down there in the meadow digging. The rich farmer, the little boy, wandered off down that way and heard the old man saying something. He wandered up a little closer and he heard him saying something that sounded sort of like this. Oh yes, oh yes, I'm a child of the King. Said, you don't look like a child of no king to me. Why? Child of king, you have beautiful clothes to wear, and plenty to eat, and place to rest. Why, sir, your hair is grown out, your clothes are ragged and dirty. Why, sir, you look like a bum to me. This old traveler laid down his pet children to come up out of the ditch. He said, son, I'm a child of the real king. Well, you see your daddy's camera over there on that hill? Why? My father owns them cattle and cattle thousand people.
Amen.
Well, you see the water down there in your daddy's lake? Why, my father holds that water and all in the water in all the world in the palm of his hand. My father made a big sunball and one day he hung it out there on nothing to shine. Made the sparrows and feed them and he knows what it falls. This a little boy broke him. Run back to the house and he said, Daddy, I want you to run that old man off down there. Well, the old man's crazy. Why, Daddy says he's a child of the king. I don't understand. Why, Daddy, he said that his father owned your cattle and a cattle of a thousand hills. Well, then he even said that his father holds the water in your lake, the water in all the world, in the palm of his hand. Then he even said that his father made a big sunball and one day he hung it out there on nothing to shine. Then he even went on and said that his father made the sparrows and he feeds them and he knows what they fall. But I don't understand. I don't understand, Daddy, how the man can be so rich and get this poor. It's a rich farmer pulled a little boy to his bosom and he said, son, said, why he is, and he's a child of the real king. Why everything that me and mommy own belonged to him and his father. And this is all about another boy. Had a dirt farming daddy, the water's pulled mommy, and watered so far out in marry pits of sin. One day the king of kings come by and established our Lord and he on him. I too can say, oh yes, I'm a child of the King and His royal blood now flows through my veins, and I, who was wretched and vile, now can say, praise God. You know, my earthly daddy down here, I never did know much about him. He died when I was just a little boy. About the only thing I remember about him was before he died, he went flying and lead him around with him by his hand. Sort of distinguished darkness from light, and that was it. I couldn't see nothing. That's about all I remember about daddy. You know, I got a father who hated it all.
That's right.
No problem. Hear it all. And God bless your heart. He saved all of us.
Amen.
I'll tell you all this. I will. Talking about daddy. I wondered for years and years about daddy. Which after I got saved, there was 13 of us kids. Every one of us, a testimony. Just me and one sister to all the left. Anyway, after I got saved, 1959, on Sunday morning, Liberty Hill, she just organized a few months before in the church over there. On Sunday morning during the revival in June, Brother Platt Grizzle will give an opportunity for members, and I come out and join. Little mom come out and join too. She never joined the church. Got saved back when she was a little girl, so she never united with the church. Me and her were baptized the same day. But you know, I didn't know about the day. I heard people talk about him and tell about how he was. But you know, we can talk about a lot of things, but until you get that assurance,
that's right.
Well, went on for a long time. Well, the Lord, later years, the Lord called me to preach. Well, finally, I got willing to go and acknowledge. One day, me and Samuel was over at Mom's. I raised up in the country, so all of you know, we used to burn wood, but anyway, had an old woodshed out behind the house out there, and I like to get them rolling around. Still, there was a field like it, made of wall. Then I got out just roaming around, walked off out behind the woodshed, out behind this woodshed, and all out there, carpet out there. Well, on the out our toilet, there's an age bank. There was then, when four age, that was burnt blue and cold. I stand out there one that day and walked off out there and walked stood right up the middle of that age bank. I guess the Lord had a party. Standing right there, and wrong, I was looking right straight at it. I said, Lord, I will know about this. Will I say it again or not? I want to know. Well, talk about assurance. Honey, I've never seen that old lady make that foot, that holler like it. Sweet as peas, sure. Come on, that's fine. I've never questioned whether I'll leave my daddy or not again, sir. Never questioned it again because that sweet assurance. You know, every child of God, we're going to meet some of these days, sir. I don't know when. Don't meet. Let's all just keep praying.
Amen.
Lord, girls, you know, Luke, bless his heart. Back here, talking about when you got saved. You know, y'all got these grandkids coming on. They don't want to need it. They don't want to need it. Won't nothing else take the place of it. Y'all might give y'all grandkids everybody in the world.
That's right.
Luke, them might give them. Travis, them might give them everything in the world. But there's one thing they can't give them. But I know a God that can.
Amen.
My Father can.
Amen.
I know if you can, do it.
Amen.
My Father, just hold on. Good to be with you, man.
God bless you for the night. Lift up by himself, get saved that night. The Lord gets done, of course, that night. Because not only did he get saved, but there are other heads that are saved the same night. Is the Lord satisfied with you tonight? Have you done what you're supposed to do? Thank you so much for leading the singing. You did an outstanding job. God bless you. Thank you, sister. The preachers did wonderful. I've got a special place in my heart for preachers and young preachers and all preachers. I want you to be able to have a place to preach. Thank you for allowing us to come tonight for them to be able to come and preach. We look forward to tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Please come back. If you can't, please pray for us. If you can't come back here and revive us, no November the 6th or the 5th. 6th?
6th.
We're having the 60th anniversary. The church has been in the community here for 60 years. And we're going to have a 60th anniversary all-day service. Plenty of chicken and ham. So please come and help us to eat that and enjoy thanking the Lord for allowing us to be this long. And thank you so much for coming and being here tonight. All hearts and minds of liberty. Please pray before you come back tomorrow. Pray for the preacher that has been preaching. We pray that the Lord will send conviction on the lost, whether they be inside the building or on the outside.
Right. Amen.
The Lord is all in control of it all. Thank you so much for coming. Brother Andy, tonight. Would you pray for them? Thank you.